Hi, thanks for listening to one of our Sunday talks from the Center for Spiritual Living in Midtown Atlanta. If this is your first time listening to one of our talks, we certainly hope you enjoy it. But if you're a regular listener to our podcast, we would like you to consider contributing to our center. It's easy to do. All you have to do is go on our website, and it's easy to find the button and make a contribution. That will allow us to continue bringing these talks to you on a regular basis in the future. Once again, thanks for listening.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. You all are looking at the screensaver from... That was my theme song, if anybody caught the end of it. It started out one tune, and then he ended up another one, which was my... If I ever get a radio talk show, whatever, even my website, I probably need to add it to that. That's my theme song. Thank you. Thank you, Tom. I'm going to be showing videos, not videos, but a slideshow today. I had my daughter and mine. I was a guest speaker in Blairsville some weeks ago, and they show everything, like the Declaration of Principle would be up there, the affirmation that we say, and any of the announcements, any of the anything that was spoken was up there. And my daughter, who lives in Long Island, New York right now, she loves it. She's lived in Rochester, Buffalo. She likes the cold. I don't go see her in the winter. But she came to see me in April. All my gang was here. And she went to go speak with, to hear me speak there. But she's hearing impaired. So I don't sign very well. You know, you lose it if you don't use it, kind of thing. So I didn't try to sign the service, but I've been opening that door and getting brushed up. But so much of it was on the screen, she caught the service. I said, you know what? I'm going to have to do a little bit more of that just in case she starts showing up more. So I'm practicing on you guys, okay? So the other slide was an actual picture that I took in Hong Kong. I was standing at the base of a Buddha, if you've ever been there on this particular island. And I took that picture, and it's one of my screensavers. Those of you who know that I traveled to Manila, I could not start with this because I got so many phone calls over the last couple of days about what happened there. There was an attack in a place called Resort World, Manila. Well, this is my card. I go there all the time. And there is a place where you can exchange your money, U.S. currency, for theirs. And I go there to do it. They have great entertainment. Tom would be performing in there. That's the kind of place it is. The mall itself, I can't afford a thing in there. So I just kind of pass through the mall and go to the theater or go get a massage. I can't afford that. But it's Cartier in there and it's Gucci in there and brands I've never heard of in there. But this attack happened in a place where I normally go through to do entertainment. And that tells you it worked both ways, that either we're supposed to be here or we're not. Because I could have been right in that casino at that time, playing Angela, doing Angela, and then not be here this morning. So I am so happy to be here this morning, because evidently there's some more work for it for me to do. The other thing that kind of flashed up in the news on my phone, anybody recognize this picture? This person actually was the first climber, no ropes, reached the top 3,000-foot El Capitan wall in Yosemite on yesterday. Just kind of, now, that tell me it doesn't work both ways. He could have made it or not made it up that wall, right? And no ropes, who does that? He's the first. So it's an amazing thing that there's something it. When I say it works both ways, it's the it that I'm talking about. It was Raymond Charles Barker was the first person that kind of referred to as it in a book. The person that I heard say it was Dr. Kennedy Schultz. He referenced it, and then Ernest Holmes was the king of it, wrote about it, the thing itself. So I thought about all the things that work both ways. You've got spelling of names. If you write down the word Bob, Bob is spelled Bob both ways, right? You turn the light switch on, it works both ways. You turn it on, you turn it off. That's both ways. There's lots of things, rain or shine, up or down. All of those are how things work, kind of different ways or both ways, but it works always in our lives, and we have to figure out what that is for us. Now, I don't know if you can see this clearly or not. Whether you believe you can do a thing or not, you're right. It works both ways. If you believe you can do it, you can do it. If you believe you can't, you can't. So Alex, who climbed the wall, believed he could do it, right? That's why he did it. I don't think he did it because he didn't believe he could do it. That would have been defeatist. Might not have made it up the wall. Now, if you can't see this, my grandson is probably out there, but this is actually a snake around his neck. Now, I blew that picture up. I'm standing in the room with the snake. I am not holding the snake. What happens with this works both ways. I walked around Piedmont Park last week with the jazz festival going on, and they took their pets. My family have exotic pets. They have two bearded dragons. They have a conger bird. They have Nefertiti here in the picture. She's a boa constrictor. Did I miss anything, Jamila? Besides, a tarantula. So all this is at her house with my grandbabies. And then they will walk around Atlanta with Nefertiti, Gecko is the conjurer, and Honey is the dog. She's a pit bull, but she's not exotic, I guess. And so they'll walk around Atlanta with all these pets. Safari is the bearded dragon. She's actually on Layla's shoulder right here. I didn't know this picture was going to turn out so dark, but the bearded dragon is right there. And so I went with them to Piedmont Park, and I watched people's reaction to these animals. They actually disturbed someone here last week, so I apologize if my grandson scared the bejesus out of you with the snake. He's been reprimanded by Paul not to bring him back again, so. We'll see if that works. We're not sure. But I watch people's reactions. Some people run the other way just from seeing the snake. They're nowhere near it. They see a snake around his neck, and they run the opposite way. They're saying things like, no way, I don't play that. I'm just watching their reactions. I don't play that. And I have other people that'll stop and stare. They'll take a look. And then I have other people that want to go up and touch. Some people want to hold them, put them around their necks, and they actually do that. So I see people running the opposite direction to wanting to hold the snake on their neck. So I saw how that worked both ways. And it's amazing that we can do what we want. I saw people overcoming fears by holding the snake. Life shows up. Metaphorically, the same way, do we run from something that we've heard tell about and go a different direction because we hear snakes are awful and they bite and they kill you and all the things that go with that? Or do we face the fear of it because that works too? Or do we run? So this one, I wanted to bring up Q and his animal kingdom, but the yang-yang symbol came up for me too. I wear a lot of black and white. I didn't realize that it came in black and white so much all over the internet. I'm like, that also tells you it works both ways. The ubiquitous yin-yang symbol holds, it's from the Chinese religion, Taoism, and it is telling us that it exists everywhere. The symbol tells us there's light and dark. There's always a presence, and this symbolizes that. One of the other things that it said was that the dark swirl is associated with the shadows, the trough of a wave. And I brought that because life is like that. It's always going up and down. If Kennedy said, if it's one steady stream across, you die. You have not you're not breathing anymore. There's no pulse. So I was not taught that life was going to have these ups and downs. You're supposed to be a really good girl, and everything is going to be okay, Angela. No, it wasn't. It was absolutely not okay. So I'm praying more and not wanting to go to hell, and I was going faster than I wanted to. I was loving all the things that would send you there, making love and drinking and partying and dancing and singing. Nobody said that that's that. It represents a belief that everything in the universe consists of two forces that are opposing but complementary. That means we have to have some of those lessons so we can peek out better than we were before. It doesn't show it accelerating as much as I want it to, because you go further in the stratosphere than without it. So I didn't really know the bottom of a wave was the trough. But if a surfer is going to surf, doesn't he need all of it? He can't surf on a flat surface. That means our lives are supposed to work both ways. We're supposed to focus on a proactive approach so we can have a better outcome, but it's going to have some deep valleys and pitfalls. That how do we handle them? So the light part of it represents the brightness, the passion, the growth. So if you grow in the darkness, you're going to come out on the lighter side better than you were before. You think? You agree? Now, I think about yin-yang in different ways. I always translate metaphysics to other parts of my life, and I am a moviegoer. So may the force be with you. Don't you think that's it? God, the ultimate, the power of the universe. Well, Darth Vader, you know, he got introduced in the 70s when I was a teenager. And now they've got the new set of people. So Darth Vader was like the dark side of it, right? But he was a Jedi too. He had the light side in him, but he turned away from it. And the light side, which is supposed to be the Jedi side, is the side that illuminates and spreads light and spreads joy. But they got angry up in there. Weren't they fighting too? They had guns and everything else. So that tells you it's in every one of us. It's in both of us. And I see my little one over there trying to come up on the platform. Come on. You got something to say? That's a light side. And speaking of that, this is one of her favorite movies that she watches with me. I love movies. If you haven't seen this, this is more to the future of where we are now, yin and yang. There's a movie called Moana where there's an island that is just beautiful. It looks like it's filmed in Hawaii if you haven't seen it. And if anybody ever been to Hawaii, absolutely beautiful, plush, green, the waters, right? So in this movie, that's the light part. But, you know, we got greed going on all the time. And someone goes and takes the heart of the land, if you will, if it metaphorically takes the heart where all this plush greenness is. And guess what happens? It becomes dark. It starts to consume the land. The products that they're growing, the coconuts, are now empty. There's nothing inside because the dark is spreading. What happened with the people is that they retreated. They didn't go out and search for more anymore. They got afraid and they stayed on their small little island because they didn't want the darkness to get them. And guess what? It found them right there where they were without even moving. So we have to have that movement, that wave. They've even got a wave in here because you've got to keep that adventure and life going. When the yang hits, it's illuminating the way. When the yin hits, doesn't mean it's always bad. We can stay in the darkness, and that turns out a little more negative, a little more depressing. But if you get the lesson in the darkness, you come out shining brighter than before. You think so? Have you had that happen? Now, I've been doing a course on spiritual economics with some of my Prayer Works members, and we're going to do spiritual economics aftermath. So this is part of my homework for that, because my money started getting kind of funny after that class. But it's back to that yin-yang thing. When you start to stir up stuff, more stuff gets stirred up for you to have to work on. So I'm like, ooh, I might need some classes after that. So now we need to work on beyond that. So here's some people that make money. I think you recognize a lot of the faces there, but I'm going to point out one in particular. Everybody know who that is? Warren Buffett. I'm pointing him out again because he actually came up in one of my talks earlier this year, and I'm going to give you some facts on Warren in reference to how it worked both ways. He's one of the most successful investors in the world. At 15, matter of fact, even before 15, one of his first businesses was selling chewing gum and Coca-Cola door-to-door. He filed his first income tax and deducted his bike because he was using it as his transportation on his paper route. In 1945, he was born in 1930. So in 1945, a high school sophomore, he and a friend spent $25 and purchased a used pinball and placed them in a barbershop and began to do several machines like that. Before the end of the year was out, they sold that for $1,200. This was 1945, so I had the calculator stay up there. In 1945, compared to today, that would have been $16,000 at 15 years old that he made money and sold his first company. One of the things that stood out when I first looked at Warren was in 1987, Berkshire Hathaway purchased 12% stake in Salomon Inc., a marketing company. There was a guy named John Gutfield who was the CEO at the time, but he had a little scandal working around him. And so Warren decided that he was going to become chair of that because people who worked for this company, they weren't the scandal. They weren't the renegades. So there would have been 8,000 people out of work. So Warren Buffett became chairman. And one of his quotes says, "It takes 20 years to build a reputation, but 5 minutes to ruin it." So he didn't want his reputation ruined. So he told this gentleman, "You know, you can lose all the money you want, but your integrity is what I'm going to hold you to. And if I show you, you show up doing anything negative, then you'll be done." It all worked out fine. Warren used the light side. Not that he didn't have dark moments, but he stayed in the light in that business. What came on TV to contrast this is why I brought Warren up again was this dude. Anybody know who this guy is? Now, we had a yang. Now we got a yin. Yep, Bernie Madoff. That's what they said. They did a HBO special on this gentleman just this week. Robert De Niro is playing his part. And I believe it's Michelle Pfeiffer playing his wife, Ruth. But this dude could have been Warren, but he did the opposite. He did the other side of it. He was still able to make all this money in the billions. But he cheated investors worldwide. And now he's serving a sentence in prison. Now, they're both living men. I'd pick Warren's life over this dude's life any day. And it decides what we focus on. And we use it. That thing that he used, that thing that Warren Buffett used, you can use it. It doesn't matter how you use it, but the consequences are different. Paul talked about the four core areas of this teaching at the beginning, and we're in June, so what a great time to remind us of the thing itself. In this Bible Belt area, it's really hard to say it equivalent to God, but I think it is bigger. The word God can kind of limit it to based on what you were taught about what God means to you. It became bigger to me because it was infinite. It was endless. So it's at everybody's disposal. Didn't both those dudes use it? They used it. They did. By thinking what you want, it experiences your desire. So you got to know what that desire is. Because the outcome for Bernie Madoff versus Warren Buffett is very different. Warren is getting to live a very free life because he's a proactive, looking out for others individual. The guy, he used the joke Madoff. I don't think he really made off. I think in the long run, although he lived a long time living that way, how was he living in those shadows really? Was he an angry man that whole time? Was he living life to the fullest? Might look good. You know, that thing, it looks good on the surface, but you don't know what's underneath. Check it out. He lost both of his sons. Did you know that? And it was just amazing, the history behind that. So watch it. There is power in the universe that honors the faith in it. I don't know if he had faith in something greater. He saw the money, but he didn't see the faith in the greater part of it. The thing itself works for us. The way it works is always the it. The way it works is always through us, as us. It has no way of showing up. That beautiful song and poetry could not have come out of me. It came out of Kimmy. It expresses through her, as her. That music that Tom plays, it comes through him, as him. I adopted a song, but I didn't write it. I wouldn't have been able to adopt it if he didn't produce it and share it with the world. Oh, it's my favorite. Plays it for me all the time. Only when we recognize it as power, we don't give our power away. It's easy to give it away. Give it to the boss. Give it to the husband. Madoff's kids gave it to him. We all have to grow up. You know, we can believe in something, but if it doesn't make sense, don't do it. It works both ways. The gardener goes forth in faith to sow their seeds. I want to read from there. When we learn to trust in the universe, we shall be happy, prosperous, and well. The gardener goes forth in the faith to sow his seeds. He has learned that he sow what he sows shall he reap. That the law works for all alike. We must accustom ourselves to the concept of the impersonalness of the law. The availability of the law and the mechanical accuracy of the law. If we can conceive only a little good, that is as much as we will experience. If we can receive greater good, we will experience greater good. What it does, like I said, it's impersonal. It doesn't care who you are. And if you're ready to receive, it is ready to give. So what do you want? Paul does this. He says, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? You know, we're asking God what we want. Or telling, we tell it. We summons it. So what do we want? Are we reactive in our wanting? Or are we proactive in our wanting? I think we can tell the difference with the two gentlemen. One was reactive in his wanting. And one was proactive. Or in their receiving and in their gaining in the world. So these are part of the basics. I think the yin and the yang, when it stands in the light, we cast shadows across the pathway of our own experiences. Let me see if I can see my shadow. Sometimes you can see, yep, you can see it in there. But sometimes you don't see the shadow depending on where the light hits. But it tells you it's back to we have both in us. Emerson advises us that we get out of the bloatedness, get our bloated nothingness out of the way of our divine circuits, of our divine flowing. We can get in the way of our best selves, can't we? We can make up excuses of why we don't do things, because it works both ways. We can get up and do something, or we can sit down and not do a thing. Even when we're sitting down contemplating, if you're setting out positive light, it's going to come back to you. You don't have to physically get up and do it. The universe has got you. You're in alignment with it. Tell it. Here, here, here. Do something. It'll go your direction. It will work with you. It is the law. I like this boomerang effect, because what you put out will come back to you accurately. Anybody ever thrown a boomerang? Do they come back? That might say something about Tom, right? Mine does. It must and will respond to everyone because it's the law. Okay, so you're against the law of nature. But it's important for us to know that what we put out comes back to us. If we think it can be. It's up to us to make it work. And if we work with the law, God's law, its law, universal law, omnipotent law, the ultimate law. It drives me to talk about one of my habits, because we can be reactive or we can be proactive. I think we've got a lot of reactive people in the world. Every time I show up, every time my Comcast bill shows up at my house, I want to be reactive. There are a few months I've gotten better, but I almost blew up this time. And I went to the office on Friday looking at the bill and saying, how am I going to respond to this? You know, I had to really get ready for that. And I went in, and this one gentleman, he was going to help me. He didn't help me, is the short story. I walked out of there. I paid what I was going to pay on that bill. And I said, you know what? I'm going to call a friend of mine. I think she still may work for Comcast. Sure enough, but it was late Friday. I was invading in her evening. So she didn't pick up the phone, and I just left a brief message. Just, we'll talk Monday. It's business. I don't know if you still work for Comcast, but I need to talk to you. So she calls me back like about 8:30. I'm actually headed to go hear Tom at the La Meridian. And I said, we're not going to talk business. I said, did you still work for that company? She said, yes, I do. It pays my bills. I said, okay, I won't fuss too much. But I want to talk to you on Monday. We won't talk about that now. And we talked about some personal things. And I got to Tom and we stopped talking. But that was being proactive. I will be talking to her on Monday instead of trying to figure out what's happening with this, with the people that's making it happen. You got to rise above. You got to transcend. So when we can no longer change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. I can't make Comcast behave. Yeah, it's useless. I think people have just put up with it. That's one of the pains I had when I moved from Buckhead to the Vinings, Cumberland area. It's just not, AT&T is just not even out there. How did that happen? How could AT&T be 8 miles here and not be there? I can't do nothing about that. Not right now. Maybe in here and in here, but physically, that's not the case right now. So what do? I get proactive. I've got to use it proactively. How do I want to show up in my life every day? Do I want to be crashing into the response? Boom, boom, boom. Every single day. I think I'll have a headache. Or that might get outpictured even different. You're crashing in the cars, or you're crashing into people at work, or you're crashing into your family members. You know, it shows up in so many different kinds of ways, because the stimulus has got our moods and our circumstances dictating how we're performing now. Doesn't feel too good. Might in the moment, because we're human, I punched them out. Long term, you probably got a hurt fist. Probably be a lawsuit. Might go to jail. You know, all that craziness. But it felt good in that moment. No, probably not. What feels better, and it's not always easy, is to have courage. And that courage is what allows us to do better, to forgive ourselves for reacting, because we are human. But this is from Nelson Mandela. I learned that courage was that not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not that he does not feel afraid, but he conquers that fear. You know, the deal with Comcast, maybe, you know, I don't have enough. I have plenty. You guys can't take it from me. I've got whatever I need to cover being able to work from home, because I would just give up internet if I didn't work from home. But I do. I have the luxury of working from home if I'm not on the road. So I make that work. I find another way to be proactive. So I take the freedom to choose my response. You have to just kind of pause. That's why I say breathe. Remember to breathe. If you don't have the words, if you don't know what to say, you don't know treatment yet, just stop. And breathe. I bet that stops the punch from happening. It stops me from going to the dark side. Helps me keep the light side. At least about that, I might have a dark side about some other area of life. But if we use it wisely, proactive people focus on things they can impact rather than things they can't. There's a video I want to show. If it'll play for me.
Out of the night that covers me, black as the bed from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell cleft of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of fate, my head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears, looms but the horror of the shade. And yet, the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
This is from Invictus. It's a poem that kept Nelson Mandela alive his 27 years in prison. I think some of us are imprisoned even when we're not in a physical place called jail or prison. And it's because we're being reactive in a time that we should be working with the law to be proactive. You are the master of your circumstances. Call forth your power, initiative, and ingenuity, and be the master. Fate is in your hands. Determine it. And everyone is governed by that law, whether you know it or not. So it's really up to us to be proactive. So we know it works always, but how do we want it to work in our lives? And so it is. Let us take in what resonated and leave the rest. And thank you for indulging me in my facilitating style this morning. And let us breathe in and out that substance that's readily available for us. We can call it it too, because it's a reminder of that greater power that works always in our lives. As we know this power exists and it's valid, or we wouldn't show up here. We've called it all kinds of names, but the name doesn't really matter. It's how we use it. And I've decided to use it wisely. To choose what matters most so I can be happy. Know what your happy is. And when the yin comes, the yang comes too. And it keeps us above water. But when we're below the surface, we can still make it. It allows us to get through the good, the bad, the ups, the downs, the ins and outs, the ons, the offs, the ebbs, the flows. And make a difference. On the upside, every time we're shining our light, it just gets brighter and brighter and brighter. It can only get brighter because of you turning it on. So we are turned on, turned up, tuned up, and ready for the opportunity to show up in this world where they're saying can't and not enough and won't and who is that and oh my God. Yes. God's got it. And you got it too. And I've got it too. And we manage this life better because we're in alignment with that seed that has planted, that grows, and that's harvest again and again and again. We're happy. We're thankful. We're grateful. And we show it. And when we forget, we get reminded to show it again. And again, and again. We release this knowingly and unknowingly, that thought that aligns us with our greater good, and we receive it at the degree that we can. So we measure up, and we're open up wide. And we overflow. And so it is.